Oh, and I guess rumor went around our vacation spot, babe, that your cock couldn't satisfy your sexy wife, and men started hitting on me. Right in front of you, actually. I loved the fact that you were more embarrassed by that than upset. I would rub your cock under the table when they'd be flirting with me, and you'd be so hard. I remember excusing myself from the table and telling you if you couldn't wait for me to get back, that you could just go up to the room. I'll be back whenever, I said. I liked that you didn't question me, that you just nodded. And I know for a fact you saw me leave the room with that man. Oh, you want to know what really happened that night, babe? Well, let's hit play on the video in 3, 2, 1, play. Oh, God. He took me back to his room, bent me over. Oh, and he just fucked me for hours, baby. Stretched my cunt out with his big black dick, and it wasn't enough. He had to have my ass, too. Oh, he was so big. I kept moaning for him. He was so dirty, too, baby. Talk so dirty to your wife. Fuck. I loved being his little slut. I just kept thinking about you, watching me spread my ass for him. Oh, looking at how he made my fucking holes gape. How you could never do that to me. And moan, and oh God, just take whatever he gave me. Ball steam. Every time you get all the way in, I'd think about you, baby. Think about how I never let you fuck my ass, much less make it gape like he did. Oh, how much I really did deserve this for being your wife. How you'd love me to come back to you with my holes gaping. And you did, didn't you, baby? I came back to the hotel room. Well, I think I was even walking funny. And I laid in bed. You pretended to be asleep, but I reached under the covers and started stroking your little dick. I didn't really need to get fucked anymore. I was thoroughly satisfied, but I wanted you to know. I wanted you to feel how wrecked my holes were by a stick. I spread my legs open wide, and even in the darkness of the room, you could see what he did to me. You started trembling when you slid your little cock into my pussy, and it was already so sticky and wet. I couldn't even feel you. I didn't moan. I wasn't panting. I was loose and well-used, and at one point, you were fucking me so wild, you slipped out, and your cock slipped right into my ass, and I barely felt that either. You knew, though. It was creamy with his cum, too, and fuck, you just exploded. Oh, and that, again, was just one more step closer to having you truly, truly be my cock.